ABC Radio Australia.
China's growing influence in the region is having an impact on the domestic politics of Solomon Islands as the country prepares for its national election in early April. Questions are being raised about whether the next government could switch the Solomon's diplomatic allegiance from Taiwan to China. Despite the rumours, many political parties say that they are sticking by Taiwan, for the time being at least, as Evan Wasuka reports.
The countdown is on and Solomon Islands has roughly a month and a half to go to the April the 3rd national elections. 14 political parties are contesting the elections. In previous polls, foreign policy has not been a major issue in the campaigning period. But this time around, one issue has popped up early: China. Solomon Islands has long been the largest political ally of Taiwan in the Pacific. But amid China's growing influence in the region, Honiara's relationship with Taipei is firmly in the spotlight.
A lot of our exports or our business dealings with China and our diplomatic ties with Taiwan, I think it puts our government in some kind of awkward position.
Dr. Gordon Nanau is a political science lecturer at the University of South Pacific in Fiji.
It goes back to government, the new government that will be formed this year to decide on, you know, which way the relationships go after the election.
John Usuramo is the president of the Democratic Alliance Party, the lead party in the government led by the caretaker Prime Minister Rick Ho. A recent newspaper report said his party would support a switch of allegiance, but Mr. Usuramo said that's not the case. He says if his party gets back into power, it will review the country's foreign policy.
In order to satisfy everyone, we said, okay, we'll have a review of that particular, our relationship with Taiwan, but that doesn't mean that we are going to break the relationship with Taiwan. Taiwan is very important to Solomon Islands.
Mr. Usuramo says his party is sticking with Taiwan, but the door is still open for China, but in the area of trade. The Solomon Islands Democratic Party and its leader, Matthew Wale, says they'll be following the same path.
We will be seeking trade delegation status with the People's Republic of China and continue to maintain our relationship with the Republic of China on Taiwan. That's our position.
While the official position of the Solomon Islands government has been to recognize Taiwan, political parties say there's been plenty of lobbying by China for a change. Mr. Usuramo says it's something of an open secret in Honiara.
We know that a number of political parties have had dialogue with certain individuals that have come here to the Solomon Islands as well as have traveled to China.
Peter Boyers is the president of the Kandare Party. He says he's aware of discussions about China taking place in political circles.
I'm not sure whether it's something that it's driven from inside the country or whether it's driven outside, but obviously, there's been some engagement with some political parties on the mainland or One China policy, yeah.
The Kandare Party doesn't have a set foreign policy. Mr. Boyers says they'll be making their decision once they get into government.
I don't think there's a country in the region, or especially on the Melanesian Pacific Rim, that hasn't gone with China already. I suppose we're the last standing. Whatever happens, I believe it needs to be responsible and, of course, conducive to our country's needs.
Dr. Nanau from USP says some of the discussion about China has also been fueled by the growing frustration by Solomon Islanders over the use of the Rural Constituency Development Fund, which in the past has been predominantly funded by Taiwan.
The discussion this election is mostly around how much money the MPs received from, you know, from Taiwan, and maybe the shift to China, how much are we expecting from that? That kind of discussion, it's mostly to do with the control of funds that are coming in from donors like Taiwan.
But Mr. Boyers from the Kandare Party says for all the talk on the issue, he doesn't think the Taiwan versus China debate will weigh heavily on people's minds come polling day.
I would think that the voters wouldn't worry not too worried about it, because they're living in a situation where they're still in need of services and good infrastructure. So, you know, the average voter doesn't look at it in a national sense. They're looking at it as within their own jurisdiction or constituency.